"The music," whispered Richard. The air was full of music. So full it seemed there was room for nothing else. And each particle of air seemed to have its own music, so that as Richard moved his head, he heard a new and different music, though the new and different music fitted quite perfectly with the music that lay beside it in the air. The modulations from one to another were perfectly accomplished, astonishing leaps to different keys made effortlessly in the mere shifting of the head. New themes, new strands of melody, all perfectly and astoundingly proportioned, constantly involved themselves into the continuing web. Huge, slow waves of movement, faster dances that thrilled through them, tiny scintillating scampers that danced on the dances, long, tangled tunes whose ends were so like their beginnings that they twisted around upon themselves, twisted inside out, upside down, and then rushed off again on the back of yet another dancing melody in a distant part of the ship. Richard staggered against the wall. Dirk hurried to grab him. "Come on," he said briskly. "What's the matter? Can't you stand the music? It is a bit loud, isn't it? For God's sake, pull yourself together. There's something here I still don't understand. It's not right. Come on." He tugged Richard after him, and then had to support him as Richard's mind sank further and further under the overwhelming weight of music. The visions that were woven in his mind by the million thrilling threads of music, as they were pulled through it, were increasingly a welter of chaos, but the more the chaos burgeoned, the more it fitted with the other chaos and the next greater chaos, until it all became a vast exploding ball of harmony, expanding in his mind faster than any mind could deal with. And then it was all much simpler. A single tune danced through his mind and all his attention rested upon it. It was a tune that seethed through the magical flood, shaped it, formed it, lived through it hugely, lived through it minutely, was its very essence. It bounced and trilled along, at first a little tripping tune, then it slowed, then it danced again, but with more difficulty, seemed to founder in eddies of doubt and confusion, and then suddenly revealed that the eddies were just the first ripples of a huge new wave of energy surging up joyfully from beneath. Richard began, very, very slowly, to faint. He lay very still. He felt he was an old sponge steeped in paraffin and left in the sun to dry. He felt like the body of an old horse, burning hazily in the sun. He dreamed of oil, thin and fragrant, of dark, heaving seas. He was on a white beach, drunk with fish, stupefied with sand, bleached, drowsing, pummeled with light, sinking, estimating the density of vapour clouds and distant nebulae, spinning with dead delight. He was a pump spouting fresh water in the springtime, gushing into a mound of reeking new-mown grass. Sounds, almost unheard, burned away like distant sleep.